From the Heart, March 17. Receiving to Give. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. By this miracle, Christ has shown how missionary work is to be bound up with the ministry of the Word. Not only did the Master give the people spiritual food, by a miracle he also provided temporal food to satisfy their physical hunger. This merciful provision helped to fasten in the minds of the people the gracious words of truth which he had spoken. By this miracle, Christ desires to teach us the truth of the words, "Without me, ye can do nothing." He is the source of all power, the giver of all temporal and spiritual blessings. He employs human beings as co-workers, giving them a part to act with him as his helping hand. We are to receive from him, not to hoard for self-gratification, but to impart to others. As we do this work, let us not suppose that we are to receive the glory. All the glory is to be given to the great master worker. The disciples were not to receive the glory for feeding the 5,000. They were only the instruments used by the Lord. He, the great master worker, slumbers not. Constantly he is working for the harmonious accomplishment of his purposes. He entrusts talents to us that we may cooperate with him. We are ever to remember that we are but instruments in his hands. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. All who have really accepted Christ will not be satisfied to enjoy the divine favor without giving to others the joy that cheers their souls. The purest and holiest devotion is that which leads to persevering, unselfish effort for the salvation of those outside the fold. Those who impart to others of the riches of the grace of heaven will themselves be enriched. The ministering angels are waiting, longing for channels through which they can communicate the treasures of heaven. Men and women can reach the highest stage of mental and moral development only by cooperating with Jesus in unselfish effort for the good of others. We are never so truly enriched as when we are trying to enrich others. We cannot diminish our treasure by sharing it. The more we enlighten others, the brighter our light will shine.